tomorrow, if not tonight, the flesh may want to raise itself up. Oh, certainly the adversary who goes about like a roaring lion or as an angel of light, you're going to encounter him. So when you're in the world, there will be tribulation. And you know, if all we ever talked about was the world system and how great it is because its influence is seen everywhere, if we only spoke about how horrible the flesh is, the principle that always rises up in me that wants to do these things that I know are not pleasing to God. If we only ever spoke about how great the adversary is, we would leave pretty discouraged. But you know, the Lord puts in the middle of this verse, to be of good cheer. It's not that you or I have the power or the authority to overcome the world, the flesh, or the devil. He says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He is the one that we have to look to, young people, because he has overcome, and because we belong to him, we can overcome also. He has given to us the model in the Word of God, what it takes to be an overcomer. And I'd like to suggest to us that the Lord lived the example before us of a man who was obedient his entire life to all that God expected of man. Where man failed on every hand, the Lord Jesus, oh, he was the one who was victorious on every hand. What was lost in the Garden of Eden, everything that was given up by our foreparents, by Adam, the Lord Jesus has recovered all of those things in the work of the cross. He is the one that certainly is on Mount Ephraim. There is the trumpet there that he's able to blow of victory and assembling those who were with him. There's no one like the Lord Jesus. If we want young people in our own personal lives as we assess where we are, and I want to make this point, two points to you and I about how we get from where we are to where we really want to be. One is we have to assess honestly and truthfully before the Lord where we are. Those 8 years, those 18 years, those 20 years were years of hard bondage for the people of God. But they came to themselves and they cried unto the Lord. One day the eye salve that we have in Revelation was applied to their eyes, that their eyes were open. The eyes, not the natural eyes, but the mind that has been blinded and clouded by Satan himself. There was a lifting off of that shroud, saying, you know, we have sinned against God. And I believe that all of Israel, that judgment that Othniel took them through, the assessment under Ehud and certainly under Deborah, was that each Israelite, each one of them individually, could say that I have sinned before God. And to beg mercies of the Lord, that he might come down in mercy and lift them out of this place of bondage. Oh Lord, we wanted the world and we got it, but the world is killing us. Oh Lord, I wanted to do my own thing. I thought that the desires of the flesh, that, you know, it would satisfy me. But it has stripped me. Like the man on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, going in the wrong way, away from where God was, and he was stripped of all that he had. Lord, the devil, I thought I could play with him. And the 900 chariots of iron, they weigh heavily upon me. They keep my mind in this enclosure that I can't think straight. And so the first thing, young people, to being an overcomer is assessing where we are right now in our personal lives. And confessing, Lord, we have failed. I have failed. It's got to be personal. And when we start there, and the word of God is washed over us to cleanse us, because Ephesians chapter 5, verses 28, 29 tell us that the word of God is used by the Lord to wash us and to cleanse us from this defilement that we pick up, so that he who is the overcomer, the bridegroom, might present to himself, you and I, a glorious church in a day to come, without spot or without wrinkle. We want to get rid of the spots. If we want to get rid of the wrinkles, if we want to get rid of the things that we've said, it has to be through confession in the presence of the Lord. And then I want to suggest to us that we have shared many, many things these last 2 days. A lot of stuff to take in. And how we're going to get the gain. It's going to be the days and the weeks after this conference to be able to slow down and to meditate upon what has been presented. That's why in the book of Hebrews, the saints are encouraged not to let these things so easily slip from them. We've had a wonderful time. But you know, the character of humans such as we are is that 10 minutes after we're done, it's gone. Because what is in my mind is my priority is some other activity or some other thing. And so the Spirit of God wants to encourage us, you and me, that we don't let these things just go like air from through one ear in the air and out the other. And we have nothing, no time to slow down, to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, who is the overcomer. So we don't have to be feeling weighed down because the world, the flesh, the devil is so great. We can be of good cheer. So if you have struggled at this point, had a difficult 2016, the Lord is telling you, listen, be of good cheer. Because if you trust in me, if you read the word of God and you obey the word of God, he says you are going to be an overcomer. You know why? Because I, as a man, have overcome the world. And then the verses that I read in the book of Revelation, I thought that it'd be important for us to set the context for where we are today. We looked at the environment, the day in which the children of Israel lived. And we certainly were accurate in saying that there was great failure, great falling away, the mixing in between the enemies of the people of God, taking up their gods, their wives and their daughters and their sons, and their beliefs and their culture, their food and their language and their names. But what about our day? And Revelation chapter 3 gives us this snapshot of our day. It is the day, it is the Spirit speaking unto the church at Laodicea. And that name means the rights of the people. You see, under the king of Mesopotamia, his rights were known and they were followed out. He was the king. Come drink of the river, of the two rivers in Mesopotamia. King of Moab, come eat and satisfy all of your sensual desires. And Jabin says, hey, come, rationalize things. Reason it out by, as man reasons it out, with his philosophies and his thinking. Come on, let's have that debate. Let us question whether there is, not only if there is a God, to question whether what God says is true, but is there even a God? And then you find yourself in this enclosure. What happens in the day that we live in today? And the reason is that the Spirit of God is saying, he said, he is the one who is the Amen. He has the final word. You know why? Because he is the overcomer. He has overcome the world and the wicked one.